Blessings, greetings, joy, peace, and love on this beautiful, beautiful, blessed Wednesday. It's September the 12th, 2018, and this is Trina Kirkland, the host of Talk Up with Trina podcast. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And it is early a.m. here in Maryland, United States of America, and I went to bed a little bit early last night, so I guess that's why I'm up early, but I'm busy. I'm usually up early anyway, but good morning and welcome, welcome, welcome to the podcast once again. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to listen to little old me. Well, anyway, yesterday was the 17th anniversary of the things that took place, the devastation of 9/11, those 17 years ago, and we took a chance to take some moments of silence throughout the day yesterday, and I continue to pray for those who lost their lives, and for their families, and for us as a nation. God bless the United States of America. And as well, it was also the commemoration of the 9th of the passing away of my oldest sister, Angela. We miss her dearly, and my family, we did take a moment last night to pray and remember her. Sometimes that day is a little bit difficult for us, but every day is a day that the Lord has made. Every day we shall rejoice and be glad, and we are all just thankful for the time that we did get to spend with her during her 49 years here on this earth. But yesterday was a little sad, but you know what? We made it, and it is all well, and we're on with today. So, get back to the reading of my book. We are reading Being the Person God Made You to Be by Joyce Meyer. And please remember that you need to, that we are needing to be acceptable of ourselves, which was the first part. We read self-acceptance, and in our last reading, we were introduced to part two, healing for damaged emotions, and boy, oh boy, how important those emotions are when you are trying to be in relationship, because you can't be in relationship with God if you can't be in agreement with God, and so you have to agree that you are, that God made you, and that you are perfectly made. So accept yourself, and now we get into these damaged emotions. So stay tuned for the reading. I'll be right back. God's word for you. And I am convinced and sure of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will continue until the day of Jesus Christ, developing and perfecting and bringing to full completion in you. Philippians 1, 6 and 7. So here, the writer, the Bible, biblical writer, is saying that he's convinced of one thing. He's sure. That means that without a doubt that it's going to happen, that he is sure. If nothing else, he's sure of this, that he who began a good work in you, that God who has begun this good work in you, will continue until the day of Jesus Christ. That means right up until Jesus Christ returns to the end of this earth, till the end of time, from the day that he began the good work until the end of time, that he will continue to develop and perfect and bring that good work to full completion in you. All right, now understand what that means. So we're working on healing for damaged emotions. And we are, and today's topic is one step at a time. When I speak on the healing of emotional wounds, I like to hold up several different colored shoestrings tied together in a knot. I tell the audience, this is you when you first start the process of transformation with God. You're all knotted up. Each knot represents a different problem in your life. Untangling these knots and straightening out these problems is going to take a bit of time and effort. So don't get discouraged if it doesn't happen all at once. If you want to receive emotional healing and come into an area of wholeness, you must realize that healing is a process. Allow the Lord to deal with you and your problems in His way and in His time. Your part is to cooperate with Him in whatever area He chooses to start dealing with you first. In our modern instantaneous society, we expect everything to be quick and easy. The Lord never gets in a hurry, and He never quits. Sometimes it may seem that you are not making any progress. That's because the Lord is untying your knots one at a time. The process may be hard and take time, but if you will stick with the program, sooner or later, you will see the victory and experience the freedom you have wanted so long. God wants you to believe and to keep pressing on. So, as we completed our reading for today, one step at a time, just be mindful that it is not going to happen overnight. The race is not won by the swift, right? But by those who endure to the end. So let God untangle those knots, those damaged emotions, those things that has caused us so many problems. Yes, us. All of us have some type of damaged emotion. Something we need to just let God untangle, work out, and just let us know that He can do it, and He's going to do it in His time. It's going to take time. He who began that good work in us, He's going to complete it. He's going to work on perfecting it until the end of time. That means that it always needs to be worked on. It's never going to be perfect. He's going to work on it till the end of time. So He's going to continue to work it out in us. Let us work with, let us stick with the program. Let us trust in God that He began a good work and He's going to continue to perfect it. So those are my thoughts for today. I pray that you have enjoyed the reading and that it will get down and start to form new roots and take away those old things that are implanted in us to prevent us from stepping up and being who God designed us to be. So take those old roots up. We're planting these new roots and we are growing. In Jesus' name, have an awfully blessed day.